Hundreds of lives ended when they showed up. The survivors of the insect insurrection called the war the Great Insecticide. They lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the swarm. The hive mind that controlled the locust folk, Krimtar the Wise, overpowered the cannibals of Dogsnout County. Our numbers were dwindling as the swarm only grew in size. They captured many of our brethren, forcing parasites down their throats and transforming them into hellish abominations known as spine tinglers. For every soldier we lost, the swarm gained another. After years of fighting tirelessly, we had no choice but to surrender. Krimtar showed us mercy, but his mercy did not come without a cost. The changes happened slowly at first, mandates seeking to bridge the gap of equality between man and bug. But soon, the bugs became more equal than the humans. Many of us were forced out of our homes, which the swarm quickly made their own. A resistance remained, quietly plotting behind the scenes, but the vibrations of our whispers were no match for Krimtar's antennas. After being apprehended by his swarm troopers, many of us were sent to endure manual labor at Krimtar's pollination plantation, harvesting nectar from flowers to feed our insect overlords. Others weren't so lucky. The bravest and boldest of the resistance were sentenced to a lifetime of torture in the mosquito pit. Some of us managed to evade capture and resorted to hiding out in the Creaky Trees forest, aimlessly foraging for a modicum of sustenance. But the Creaky Trees forest had been barren for decades and there was little food to be found. We have grown weak and tired. There is little fight left in us. We've come to accept our fates and acknowledge that the Dogsnout County we once knew and loved is no more. But that doesn't mean we have given up. As the locust folk migrated to the superterranean place we once called home, the sewer system beneath was left vacant. While it may pale in comparison to the slice of heaven we once occupied, at least we would still be alive, and at least we would be together. They say that every day above ground is a blessing. Perhaps, in time, we can learn to cherish our days below.